A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Dalad, Nedarim 34a, pagination is 67. We'll start on the facing page, about 10 lines up at the two dots, Machzir Lo Es Avedoso, that a person can return the lost object. The Gemara over here is making reference to a case on Amud Aleph in a Mishnah, which told us that there's a case where one person is forbidden to benefit from another person because of a vow. Nevertheless, it is permitted for one of them to return the lost object of the other one if it's a place that normally payment would be given, a reward of sorts, to the finder who is returning the object. So that reward would have to be given to Hekdesh. He's not allowed to benefit from it personally. So the Gemara tells us, Peligi ba Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi had an argument as to what exactly the concern here was that the Mishnah is absolving and saying is not a concern. Chad Omar, one opinion was, Lo shanu ala b'shanichna say machzir asurim al bal aveda. The case the Mishnah was discussing that it's okay is when the finder is not allowed to do good to the loser of the object. Tichi mahadir le, we allow him to return the lost object because meidem denafshei kamahadir le. You're not really giving him a benefit. He's simply restoring the lost object to him and ensures that he doesn't lose it. But he's not giving him a benefit. Aval nichse balaveda asurim al machzir lo kamahadarle. But if the reverse would be true and the prohibition of benefit would be on the finder and returner, so then this hashavas aveda, returning of lost object, would not be able to be done. Why not? It's a bit counterintuitive. What am I benefiting when I do a mitzvah giving the object back to him? Mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu, that's not considered a benefit that I got a mitzvah. To kamahani le pruta d'Rav Yosef. We're concerned with the benefit called Pruta de Rav Yosef, the coin of Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef was of the opinion that when a person is returning the object, he's busy with that mitzvah, he will be absolved of giving a poor person who encounters him a coin, and Rav Yosef holds that is a financial benefit. That is a significant benefit, because you're busy with one mitzvah, so you could avoid another and thereby save money. And therefore, this approach says that the strict opinion between Rav Ami and Rav Asi was all being said not when the loser has the prohibition of benefit, but rather when the finder has the prohibition of benefit. What benefit we're talking about is Pruta de Rav Yosef, and that's where the concern might be, and that would be prohibited. Our Mishnah was only allowing the object to be returned if the prohibition was on the person who lost the object, because the Chiddush here is that returning a lost object to a person who lost it is not considered giving him a benefit, but rather removing a potential loss from him. Let's move on to today's daf, about 7 lines down at the end of a line. Iku demasni la bahai lishna. There are those who understood this machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi in a very different way, with the opposite concern. Peligi ba Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, there was an argument of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Chad Omar once said, Lo shana ala b'shanich nasei, b'shanich say Bal Aveda Asurim Al Machzir. The entire concern of the Mishnah was addressing where the prohibition of benefit was on the person returning the object. And we're telling you he can nevertheless return the object. It's not considered a benefit to return an object. Mishum de Pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach. Because this financial benefit that Rav Yosef described is not common, and we don't have to be concerned with that topic. So everybody agrees, if the prohibition is on the person returning the object, that it's permitted for him to return because there is no benefit. Aval nichse machzir asurim abal aveda. But if the owner of the object is the one with the prohibition, lo mahadrle mishum dekamahan yile, then the stricter opinion holds that you can't return it because you're benefiting him. V'chadomar afilu nichse machzir asurim abal aveda mutter. And the other opinion is going to allow it with the svara that we said before, midi dinafshe kamahadrle, you're simply restoring the lost object to him, but you're not really giving him anything. So we have in our Gemara two concerns. One concern is pruta de Rav Yosef, which would create a concern if the person returning the object is prohibited to benefit. If you hold of Pruta de Rav Yosef, he is benefiting because when he's doing this mitzvah, he's absolved of giving tzedakah, and he saves a coin. The other concern which we're dealing with is the possibility that when you give the item back to the person who lost it, if he's the one who's prohibited to get benefit, he's getting benefit. Whereas the dissenting and more lenient opinion says, that's not called benefit. That's not called benefit in the Rav Yosef case, because that's not common. And that's not called benefit in the person who receives back his lost object, because all you did was ensure that he doesn't lose the object, but not that you actually gave him anything. In Halacha, Siman Resh Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel, this is actually presented very simply in that we are lenient on both sides and we allow both types of benefit to occur because we do not define them as benefit. As the Ran by us, four lines from the bottom, states, Le'inyan halacha, as a practical matter, Kaimalon, our ruling is, whether it's prohibited on the person who lost the object, or whether the person returning the object is the one who is prohibited, mehader, he may do this mitzvah of hashavas aveda. The one concern that remains is what happens if both of them are prohibited on each other. And it's a case of notlin schar, where the person is commonly paid a reward for returning the object, in which case we have a problem. The person returning the object cannot simply say, I won't take the reward, because then he's actually giving something to the person who lost the object, because normally the person who lost the object would have to pay the reward fee to get his object back. And here he's absolving him of that. Likewise, he can't accept it because he's prohibited from accepting a benefit from this other person. And that would be the case of Yipol Haschar Lehektish, where the person who lost the object would have to pay the money so that he's not deriving any unusual benefit, and the person who's returning the object would not accept that reward fee, but rather the reward fee would go to Hekdesh, so that neither of them benefit in observance of this vow that was made between them. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.